Michael Garland happened by this morning, and on behalf of Oceanside Community Safety Volunteers, good morning, sir.
Good morning, Dave.
Nice to see you again. What a pleasant surprise.
Well, do you know what? This is part of my life, is to keep you on edge.
You've come with more than just candies in hand, and thank you, by the way, for the treats.
Oh, you're welcome.
You want to add, this time of the year, some safety tips? And, my gosh, you brought like a catalog's worth here. Where do you want to begin?
Well, you know what? This time of the year, we kind of forget about things that are going on around us. We get so wrapped up in the season. So this is the time of the year to kind of, you know, focus a little bit on some of those things that we kind of let slip because we're busy doing other things. So, you know what? Just around the house, I think it's always important because believe not that S-word is going to be happening soon. So I always like to see it just before Christmas and then disappear right after. So make sure, you know, you got some salt, sand available. Make sure that you're going to keep everything cleared off as best you can. Discarding of packaging, that's an important thing. So when you're doing your recycling, make sure you break it up well. You don't want to be advertising to people what you're getting for Christmas, because maybe they decide they wanted that as well. At Christmas time, you do get something new. Think about maybe keeping all those serial numbers in a nice, safe place. Or even just take a picture so that if anything should go missing, you'll now have evidence to find out what it really was.
Good stuff.
There you go. Other things about, you know, make sure that you don't put crap in your fireplace. When I say that, I mean, you know, stuff that could possibly jam up that old fireplace with creosote and that. So be careful what you're putting in there because you got to be always so careful of that. And of course, the RCMP is going to be very busy with their roadside check stops. So going to a party, make sure you've got a designated driver. Make sure you got someone that's there to look after you. There you go.
All right. Well, you know, I was reading some tips actually about shopping and, you know, keeping your hand on your purse, you know, for women and men not to put your wallet in your back pocket or in your jacket.
You know what? That's really good that you picked it up because, you know, too often for guys, we put them in our back pockets. For pickpockets, pretty easy. Myself, I always keep it in my front pocket, and I also keep my credit cards and my smart cards inside of a metal case or in aluminum foil, just so that they can't be picked up by accident if you're walking by and you see that great thing on sale and you want to buy a car. And I know that you have a high credit limit. I don't. But you know, for those that have high credit limits, you want to kind of protect yourself a wee bit. For women, we always say, keep a good grip of your purse, but don't necessarily put it around your shoulder. Because if someone tries to grab it, no matter what's in your purse, you can always cancel your credit cards. But if you get hurt, that's a really big thing. The same thing when you're leaving your car to go into the shopping center, we always recommend you manually hit that lock button instead of doing it remotely. And then when you're coming back to the car, make sure you have your keys in your hand. Give it a flick so that when you get close to the car, it'll open up and you're all ready to go.
What's wrong with using the remote to lock?
Well, there are some technologies out there. Remember, off air, I gave you that little example of a way that people can hack into electronic devices.
Right.
So there are some devices out there that can actually get the frequency when you're leaving your car. So when you leave, it's possible, and I can't say that it's happened here on the island, but it has happened on the continent. That's that big piece of land just east of us. It has happened. So let's use a little bit of discretion. If we can do it, it works out great.
You know, I heard something the other day about the advice for people not to leave their key fobs near their front door because people can swing by and use this, whatever it is, this technology to scan.
Actually, when you think about it, Dave, think about how far away from your vehicle you can be when you can actually use that fob. Now you start seeing, my God, that's a bigger path than we thought. In fact, one of our tips we always give our block watch people that when you go to bed, you take your fob and put it beside the bed. Two things here. One, you know where your fob is. Second is that in an emergency or if there is a calamity outside, you hit your alarm and that'll get bad guys to go away really quick. And if there is an emergency such as an earthquake, people, first responders will know that there's somebody in that house at least at that point.
Oh, great thinking.
There you go. We do every once in a while, Dave.
Man, oh man, okay. Now, are we moving on from safety tips to other things?
Yes, we can move on to a few other topics that we have.
Okay, Elder College, what about that?
Well, that's kind of interesting because, you know, it's not real unless you have initials, right? So THC, CBD, RCMP. there it is. Indeed it is. It's the cannabis talk. We're very pleased to work with Elders College. So we're going to have a session on Tuesday, February the 25th. 9:30 to 11. We encourage people to register early.
Okay.
I have a feeling it's going to be very popular, especially with edibles. We talked about this the last time in.
Yes.
Edibles are now a thing, And it's good for people to get educated on that and make sure that they are aware of some of the consequences of not quite the same as having a toke, because it takes a little bit longer to get the effect. But if you don't watch what you're intaking, it can have a dramatic effect very quickly. So just a little heads up. So please register Elders College.
All right. Holiday hours. You want to touch on that?
Yes, please. Our offices, to give our volunteers a break, will be closed between December 23rd and January 1st inclusive. However, that being said, all of our KIT clients will continue to receive their calls. Our volunteers, even though they're not in the office, they're always working.
Wow, what a good bunch. And on that note, you wanted to talk a little bit more about that.
Well, we also want to say that, you know, if you have someone who you love and you want to start adding some things for your Christmas ideas here, we still do our KIT call. So if you have someone that's living independently that would like someone to check on them on a regular basis, 365 days a year, we will do it for free.
Free.
Thank you, Dave. We also have, for stocking stuffers, we have our medical alert kits. So why don't you get those before the 23rd? That's a great thing to put in there. It gives the first responders a chance. If they come to a residence where the patient's unresponsive, they'll go to the fridge, look for that sticker, and maybe they can help save a life that much quicker. And, of course, your favorite, Dave, ICBC.
Free
reflectors.
Sorry, I was a little slow.
Well, that's all right. You know, it kind of glows out there at you. But another great idea for stocking stuffers. So, hey, even at Oceanside Community Safety, we still have those little things to make Christmas important.
How much does a medical alert kit cost, Michael?
Yes, Dave. It is
free.
Yes, Dave. Like all of our stuff, it is free.
Wow. I'm going shopping at our local.
Okay, let's hope Sheila doesn't hear this. Otherwise, she's going to say, "Hey, I know where you got this."
Yeah. All right. So, are we done?
Well, just if you want to see a lot of our Oceanside Community Safety volunteers, we'll be out at Milner Gardens, and we'll be the greeters for that. So,
now. All right. So you've seen Santa then?
I have.
Yeah, nice.
Actually, I've had an up close personal with Santa, so it's been really good. You know what? And I've been a good boy in spite of what you may think sometimes, Dave.
And the rumors I spread.
Rumors you spread. So to yourself, Dave, and all the listeners here at the beach, a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year from all of us at Oceanside Community Safety, or as you always used to say, Oceanside CSV. It's real.
I don't know if I've ever said that, Michael Garland. All the best to you and yours. Thank you.